Okay, everyone understand? Great. So you've got your reading for next week, and I think that about covers it, so we might as well finish a little early today. Thanks everyone, see you all next Monday for another exciting week of university life. Oh, one moment. Can you stay behind? I wanted to go over something with you. Yeah, just hang back, give it a second. So, you asked me to go over your essay notes. I had some time last night and I gave them a look. And there's a lot to write about in your chosen subject. Internet culture and its effects on modern sexuality. It's a really big subject. With a title that broad and ambitious, it could be better suited to a book rather than a 4,000 word essay. But I get that you obviously have an interest in this. You've clearly got some interesting themes that you want to explore. But are you sure you don't want to narrow the focus just a little? Look, your ideas are really good, and you've always been an outstanding student. I've been really impressed with all your work here since you came to my tutorials, so far be it for me to try and rein you in. You're obviously clever and you want to aim high, and that's good. But maybe, just maybe, you could narrow the focus a little, so I don't end up having to read a 30,000 word essay instead of a 4,000 word one. What? Well, yeah, I have been impressed with you. Are you so surprised? Well, maybe I don't say that enough. You've been an outstanding student. I've loved having you in my classes. I know my tutorials are especially popular, but not many people make the most of it like you do. Always sitting at the front, hanging on every word, probing me for ways to do better. I'm surprised you haven't started leaving an apple on my desk every day. Well, yeah, I do like having you here. It's nice having someone who's so attentive. Always early, always engaged, always eager. Look at you. You don't get a lot of compliments, huh? Well, you seem a little overwhelmed with what I just said. Are you okay? Well, I figured you're either unaccustomed to compliments, or maybe you just like this one in particular. You're cute when you smile. You know that? That smile. You definitely deserve more compliments. Maybe I can take that on as an extra responsibility. Look. Getting back to your essay. There seems to be a lot of notes in particular on one or two subjects. You're spreading yourself too thin. Perhaps focusing on one specific sexual interest could offer you a chance to go much deeper. I'd like that. I think you might like it too. Look, this page here. You've got extensive notes on this area. It's niche, it's unusual, it's very, very interesting. Where? In this section, right here, look. Under the heading Neko. That's Japanese for cat, is it not? Why are you looking at me like that? Okay, well, you're obviously interested in this. Look, you've drawn this little cat girl and a cat boy down here at the bottom of your page. It's obviously a subject that you're really into. This conversation isn't going to get very far if you keep quietly staring at the floor with that little smile on your face like that. What's up? You like this, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, you do. You're enjoying this. You like having someone see you for what you really are. Is that it? Well, you're shy. So let's not talk about you. Tell me, broadly speaking, what do people like about this kind of stuff? Do people like the idea of putting on sexy underwear and prowling around like a little kitty, licking their paws and being cute? Do people like the idea of putting on some fluffy little ears when they get into bed with a partner? And if they do, why? Why is that? There's a lot of fertile ground here that you could write about. And there's that smile you give me again. Every time you look in my eyes, on the rare occasions it happens, you always give me that smile. That smile that's gonna land you in trouble one day. Why don't we give ourselves some privacy? Here, sit down. In this chair. I'll make myself comfortable on the desk here in front of you. So, I would imagine part of the appeal lies in the desire to submit, to become an adorable little non-verbal plaything. Unspeaking, vulnerable, and very cute. One might even enjoy putting on some fluffy little paws so that you don't have hands like these anymore. You could crawl around on your paws, being cute and stroking your face, desperately hoping to get some scratches on the tummy. You know, one of the fun things about being a lecturer is that we get to hang around with a lot of very attractive students. Of course, we're not supposed to say it, but it's obvious, isn't it? There's a lot of beautiful people on campus. And of course, it's rare that any of the faculty would risk their careers for the sake of a pretty student. But the thing is, we all find ourselves confronted with temptation from time to time. The occasional student shows up in everyone's class occasionally, with just the right spark to make you consider risking it all. But the thing is, I don't risk anything. I take what I like, and I take who I like. And the people I take do as they're told. Much like an obedient household pet. But cats are notoriously hard to tame, aren't they? They do as they please. So if I had a little kitty of my own, I would need to be extra firm with how I handle it, how I discipline it and control it. Don't you think? And I imagine such a beautiful little kitty cat would finally get all the attention and compliments they could handle. All the affection they deserve. And I would make sure my kitty cat gets the grades to match, too. Not that they can get much better at this point, but that's one of the reasons I like you, isn't it? So dedicated. So eager to please. Look at that gorgeous face. Not smiling now, is it? There's something else going on there. The way you're sitting, right on the edge of your seat, legs tightly together, arms down by your sides, hands clutching the chair, and that look on your face of desperation and maybe a little fear. I wonder, are you experienced? I get the impression maybe you're not. And it also makes me wonder, how would you feel if I touched you? I've never touched you before. It wouldn't be considered appropriate, would it? But maybe you'd smile if I stroke you under the chin. Like this. Does that feel good? Does my kitty like being stroked under the chin? I like being stroked too. But you'll learn all about that eventually. How about I scratch you under the chin here and I stroke your hair at the same time? Purr for me, kitty. Show me how much you love it. That's it. Very good. So soft and adorable. Very, very adorable. You know, I've had my eye on you from the first moment you walked into my tutorial group. And it's been so obvious from the way that you look at me, that all I ever needed to do was reach out and take you. I've seen the desperation on your face. The neediness. The way you find excuses to come and talk to me when all the other students are finishing class, so they can go out to the bar and go socializing together. But you're not like that, are you? You want this instead. How about I put both hands here, on your cheeks, and gently stroke them. And maybe give some little scratches here, just under and behind both ears at the same time. feels nice, doesn't it? Why don't you give me a little meow? Just a little one. I know you're shy. It doesn't have to be loud. There you go. Meow for me, kitty cat. there you go. Your breathing is so shallow and so fast. Oh, poor little pussycat, getting all worked up. Overstimulated. Well, we'd better stop here before you have a heart attack. I wouldn't want my kitten to drop out so soon. We have lots more playtime ahead of us, don't we? That's right. So you better pack up your things and slink out of here, kitty cat. I'll see you next week. And before you go, I meant what I said. When you write, narrow it down. Stick to what you know. Stick to what you're passionate about. I'll be going over it with you very closely, the whole way through.